بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All the praise and thanks are due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fast. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our prayers. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our recitation of the Quran. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our charity. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the forgiven ones in this month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people who are freed from hellfire in this month of Ramadan. Say ameen, everybody. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about Juz 14. Juz 14 contains two surahs, Surah Al-Hijr and Surah Al-Nahl. Surah Al-Hijr is 99 ayah, and Surah Al-Hijr is 99 ayah, and Surah Al-Nahl 128 ayah. Both surahs are Mekki. Both surahs are revealed before Hijrah, because we know the Mekki surahs are the surahs that revealed before Hijrah, and Madani surahs are the surahs revealed after Hijrah. Surah Al-Hijr is named after people of Thamud, people of Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. They used to engrave the mountains to make homes and to use stones to make their homes. And Surah Al-Nahl named after bees, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about bees and honey and the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in honey. The main idea or the main concept of Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the consequences and the result of the action of those who disbelieved before us. Talks about the nations, the villages, the cities that disbelieved before us and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did to them. And also the main concept of Surah Al-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his greatness throughout his blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his oneness throughout his blessing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his oneness and greatness through what he can do for us and what he is doing for us already. In this, inshallah, I want to talk about a few ayahs from each surah, inshallah. The first thing I want to talk about is, I want to talk about the dialogue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had with Iblis when he created Adam alayhi salam and asked Iblis and the angels to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about this in Surah Al-Hijr. As we know, Iblis refused to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam, and he said to Allah, لم أكن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حماء مسنون. I wouldn't make sujood. I wouldn't prostrate to something, to a human that you created from clay. Iblis had a disease of kibr, of arrogance. He thought, oh, he is already better than everyone else. He is already better than a human because he was created out of fire. And this disease of arrogance is a disease of a heart. Can get to your heart. And when you get it to your heart, can be manifested into what you do in your life. So be careful of that. And we see this in many societies, this disease of kibr, of arrogance. And we call it something else. We call it racism. When we think that certain group of people are better than others because of their skin color, because their language, because they're where they're from, because the way they look. None of these makes us better than anyone else. What makes you better than everyone else is how close are you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what kind of connection you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the continuation of the ayat, he tells Iblis that you're kicked out of Jannah and you're cursed until the day of judgment. Then Iblis says something very interesting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, oh Allah, let me live until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him that. And Iblis, he said, because I made this mistake, I will misguide all the human and I will show them how attractive is this earth, so they will be distracted from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Iblis said something very important, he said, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except those chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Iblis, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانَ إِلَّا مَنْ تَبَعَكَ مِنْ الْغَاوِينَ. My servant, no, you have no authority over them. You cannot misguide them. You cannot whisper to them. Except those who follow you. And follow you, those are الغاوين. Those are the misguided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And they all gonna meet those, misguided, gonna meet in Jahannam. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ, has seven gates. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعْيُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the reward for those chosen good people. The people are guided. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for them gardens in Day of Judgment. Later on in the ayat, in continuation of this ayat in Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to convey message to us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي, tell, inform my servants, tell my servants, أني أنا الغفور الرحيم, that I'm the most forgiving, I'm the most merciful. Is that only? وأن عذابي هو العذاب الشديد, and that is my punishment, is the most painful punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has severe punishment. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. As believer, we should have these two wings. Wings, the scholars, they told us, al-raja, al-khawf wal-raja, to have the hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how we should live as believers. That should we, these two things should be our wings, that we fly and we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to talk about one ayah, inshallah, from Surah An-Nahl. And this ayah is very beautiful. We recite this ayah so many times, but sometimes we don't stop by it and pay attention to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you count, and if you want it, and if you shall count the favor of Allah, you know, you won't be able to count it. You won't be able to put it in number. Say, this is the first one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, He said, and if you shall count, not the favors, not as plural, but as singular, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. But it's easy to count one. We can just say one ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that one ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so many benefits that we won't be able to count. And if you count or you think of one thing, your sight, and to be able to see, and subhanallah, we cannot count the benefits of sights, and how we are enjoying this, and how we live in, you know, and we can, almost some people said, I cannot live if I don't see, subhanallah. Add to that so many other blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, and we did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you count them, you're not going to be able to count them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most forgiving, most merciful, because we won't be able to count it. And that, added to it, is that also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people who can count the blessings of Him, His blessings. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people who would actually live by al-khawf and al-raja, live by the fear of punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and live by the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, so we can be with the prophets, and specifically with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us among the people of Iblis, but to make us among the people of Adam alayhi salam, to make us those who follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to make us those people who follow the command of the shaitan, and those people who will fall for the trap of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum.